This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 105 for Monday, October 17th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is slightly lower to start the week, receiving pressure from the Canadian dollar and support from higher crude oil prices. Sunny skies and unseasonably warm temperatures are forecast for much of Alberta on Monday, with highs hitting 20 degrees Celsius and above. Saskatchewan and Manitoba will also see the sun, with the mercury hitting double digits for the former but just above freezing for the latter. Crude oil prices are higher on Monday morning, despite Chinese President Xi Jinping saying earlier today that the country will continue its zero-COVID strategy, which had slowed down its economy. Chicago soy oil is also stronger to start the day, as well as Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is lower. The Canadian dollar is already rebounding, moving 0.7 of a U.S. cent higher than Friday's close. The November canola contract is down $1.30 per ton at $861, while the January canola contract is down $1.60 per ton at $867.50. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are trading on the negative side, while wheat is making gains. Corn is trading in a tight range to start the week. Despite low water levels on the Mississippi and Ohio rivers affecting barge transport, U.S. demand for corn continues to be strong despite tightness in this year's crop. As of October 6th, the USDA's weekly export sales data showed nearly 200,200 tons of corn during the week, lower than the previous week. The December corn contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.84. Just like corn, soybean prices are making little movement this morning. Traders are concerned about the lower water levels in the U.S. Midwest, as well as early indications that Brazil's soybean crop is off to a great start. U.S. soybean exports for the week ended October 6th were 724,000 tons, down 7% from the previous week, and only 26% of the same week last year. The November soybean contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $13.83. Wheat prices are making gains this morning as concerns continue over the future of Black Sea grain shipments from Ukraine. More doubt was put into the minds of traders when Russia used drones to attack Kiev last weekend. Forecasts are calling for rain in parts of the U.S. southern plains this weekend. U.S. wheat export sales for the week ended October 6th were 212,000 tons, slightly below the previous week's totals, but less than half from this point last year. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.74. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.64. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.63. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, October 17th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.